Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
February 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. I would imagine that many of you have tuned in to hear what I have to say about Dick Cheney just south of me several days ago blasting one of his hunting buddies with his 28-gauge pea shooter shotgun. I didn't even know they had 28 gauges. I thought they were 12-gauge was a smaller shotgun. He moved on down to the 10-gauges and the 8-gauges. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. I have gone duck hunting with 10-gauges, but most men use 12 gauges. Most women do. A 28 gauge is something that you would imagine Tom Thumb, who's 3 inches tall, to be using. But I will spend some time on this very suspicious story from a lot of different angles. But frankly, there's a lot of other news that is a lot more important that we will get into first today. Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, backs deal on USA Patriot Act. Doesn't matter if he's tied into Abramoff and many others. He can engage in even more criminal activity against the American people. The really big news is the U.S. government preparing military blitz against Iran's nuclear sites. This out of the London Telegraph. The really serious news, other reports, Pentagon plans bomb blitz on Iran's nuclear sites. That out of the Age. Iran resumes atom enrichment work. That's what the diplomats are saying. Syria has switched to the euro amid confrontation with the United States. Thousands would die in U.S. strikes on Iran, says a major study. This out of The Guardian. So I really want to spend some time getting into Iran, which is on not even the horizon. It's now on the front burner. Meanwhile, police gas students protesting the Mohammedan cartoons, this out of Pakistan, the Associated Press. And then over the weekend, yet again, different surrogates, different foils, different minions, different shills, different puppets, different spokesmen, frontmen, PR specialists, propagandists, general boobs, have been going all over television and print and the radio telling us that the president is above the law. We have the quotes here from Meet the Press, and I want to go over some of that. And the headline is the president above the law? I'm glad that the mainstream media is starting to figure out what a serious issue this is, because the executive is declaring dictatorial, or the powers of a dictator, i.e. dictatorship. They are inventing and setting up a classical dictatorship by every definition of the word and the term itself. So we will get into those two top stories, really three top stories, big developments on the Patriot Act reauthorization and expansion. We also have the Iran war situation, what's happening with the Mohammed cartoons, what's happening in Syria. That all ties together with the Middle East and Central Asia news. And we then have Dick Cheney blasting one of his hunting buddies. Just absolutely pathetic. Very hard to do. The average person doesn't hunt and hasn't done any quail hunting, so they don't understand that this person was behind Cheney. Cheney had no impulse control and did a 180, turned around, and shot behind him, knowing the hunting party was behind them. You only shoot forwards in a line, and there is about an 80-degree angle that you can move from side to side in shooting, and it's just classic idiocy, if you even believe the official story. So, we'll get into that. Pretty pathetic stuff, and there's some reports saying that it looks suspicious, looks very, very suspicious. Why'd they keep it secret for 18-plus hours? Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now even the controlled mainstream media is saying, is the president above the law? Is he allowed to have the powers of a dictator? And they're saying, maybe. Maybe so. It's being introduced to us. We're being trained. We're being acclimated. We're being conditioned. I want to get into that. A lot of big developments with the Iran situation, also with the Muhammad cartoons. Syria just dumped the dollar, and a lot of Americans will laugh at that and say, so what? Well, you won't be saying so what when the dollar is basically as worthless as the Mexican peso. So we'll get into that today. You know, we're going to have wide open phones for all 3 hours, and I'd like to hear from callers on any issue you'd like to discuss, any news item, any story from over the weekend. But I would also like you to chime in, if you feel like it, on the looming war with Iran. We're now learning some of the details. The Pentagon has been floating and releasing some of its battle plans and how they're planning to strike Iran and how at least the preliminary attack will unfold that could come any day or next month or 6 months from now or could never come. The CIA's own big official assessment is 10 years if they were left alone and given the equipment they needed to build primitive A-bombs. But the general public doesn't care. They've heard the word nuclear, nuclear, atomic, removing the seals, atomic, removing the seals, nuclear, over and over again. It has as much basis in reality as Fox News last Friday showing video of Independence Day from the mid-90s with aliens blowing up the Library Tower. Bush renames it the Liberty Tower and says, look, the enemy plans to do this, and they cut to clips of aliens blowing up buildings, and he says the surveillance has kept you safe from things like this. Let's cut now to video Hollywood production of aliens attacking. And so Iran having the A-bomb is about as real as aliens blowing up the Library Tower that Bush, because it sounded better, renamed the Liberty Tower. No one even questions it. So that's coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, go to the front of the line. If you're calling from out of country, we'll also take you up to at least near the top of the line, especially if you're a first-time caller or haven't called on a routine basis. And first-time callers are always given preferential treatment as well. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me just comment on Dick Cheney 2.5 days ago shooting his buddy in the face and in the body with a 28-gauge shotgun. And I don't claim to be an aficionado or an authority on guns, but I know more than most people. And I'm sorry, I just had never seen or heard of a 28-gauge shotgun. I had to go look it up online this morning. It is a teeny tiny little effeminate pea shooter that is associated with six-year-olds you're teaching how to bird hunt. So it just shows what a insipid twit Cheney is to begin with, that he's out there hunting with a 28-gauge shotgun. It's really pathetic. So the guy can't be hurt too bad if he really shot him at 30 yards, like we're claiming with this number 8 or number 9 bird shot. Though from what we're hearing in the news, it looks like it could be a lower number, i.e. larger pellet size. I mean, up at 8 or 9, the stuff's like powder that shoots out of those rifles. I don't even know why someone would hunt with a shot that high. But number one, Americans aren't taught gun safety. I believe in the Second Amendment 110%. I believe in right to carry. I believe there should be no gun laws. In fact, I believe that felons should be able to own a gun, because back when this country was a much freer society, when you got out of prison, if you'd have been arrested with your guns, they would actually give you your guns when you got out of prison. Just back in my dad's day, he could carry his shotgun into school and put it in his locker if he was going dove or quail hunting with somebody after school, or his deer rifle if he was going to a friend's house to go hunting on their property. And that was only back in the 1950s, early 1960s. Things have really changed. You had hardly any accidents in this country. Statistically, the numbers were much lower. You had much higher rate of gun ownership. But everyone got the same training. And I am blessed enough that I got training that is basically extinct today. Yes, when I was 5 years old, well, I'm going to really be honest with people. I was sat in my father's lap with a 410 shotgun when I was 4 years old. Some people will find that unbelievable, but it's actually true. Ryan Baxter and myself were taken down to the farm when we were 4 years old. He was five, I was four. And we sat back on the back lawn of my grandmother's manicured back lawn right off the back of a big ranch, and put coffee cans about 10 feet out in front of us. And my dad held the shotgun and let me aim it and pull the trigger. And that was just to get a child acclimated to how a firearm operates, and to train them to accept the recoil and to accept the loud noise and the smoke from a very young age. And frankly, this is the training that people got for several hundred years in this country. So from that point on, then I was not allowed to touch a gun or shoot a gun until I was about six or seven, and we would go out to the farm and ranch. I would see them shooting, and I was not even allowed to touch the guns. I was made to sit there and watch, and taught safety over and over again. Never aim a gun at something you're not planning to shoot. Always aim it at the ground. Never consider and treat a gun like it's unloaded. Treat them like they're always loaded. Never point a toy gun at someone. A few times I had squirt guns and dart guns that shoot little rubber darts. And I would, even when I was 12 years old, point it at the dog or point it at the cat or point it at a friend. And my dad would just go, take my guns out of the gun safe, take them down to the farm, and I wouldn't be allowed to shoot for a year, which is something I always begged to do. And so once or twice that happened, it really broke me of any habit of even aiming a toy gun at someone. You don't aim BB guns at people. You don't do things like that. And this is the type of proper gun safety that I was taught. And I'm not as good a shot as I was when I was 14 years of age. By the time I was 14, at 200 yards with a 243 with a three-power scope, I could shoot the top off of a Tabasco bottle, a tiny little red cap, from 200 yards every single time I tried. By the time I was 16, when I probably hit my peak, no, about 18, I was able to shoot at a 200-yard range through the same hole five times in a row. Do you understand? Through the same hole. Now, that's what gun training does. That's what training with the Second Amendment does. And that's why when our country had to go to war in the past, no one could stop us. That's why the Germans called the Marines the devil dogs, because they were off of Alabama and Texas and Ohio farms. And they'd grown up with a gun in their hand, a rifle, a shotgun in their hand. Now, enter Dick Cheney into the equation. Running around with a gun that you train a six-year-old on, running around with a rifle, a shotgun, a scatter gun, a modern blunderbuss, running around with this thing. Now, let me just tell you how it works when you're quail hunting. Not that I'm some master at quail hunting. I haven't been able to do as much as I'd like, just maybe 30, 40 times. I've done a lot more dove hunting. What you do is you go out into the bush, the scrub, where the quail tend to like to roost, down on the ground. And there's not that many quail in Texas anymore in the last 20 years because of the fire ants, a Brazilian ant that came in the 1940s and now has taken over most of the Southwest. So I guess it was a farm in South Texas where they're releasing quail because, I mean, you basically got to do that to have any population to begin with. And this Armstrong Ranch does sound like some type of palatial, lavish facility. And they're down there. And when you're quail hunting, number one, you don't ever want to get your group bigger than four or five people. And this group supposedly was five people, three hunters and then two assistants, or four hunters and two assistants, so six people. The story keeps changing, so it's either five or six people, three or four hunters, we don't know yet. And they're walking out, and they're not walking in a line, because how this works is imagine you're standing at the middle of the dial of a clock, okay? And you're allowed to shoot out in front of you from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And you really shouldn't even swing your gun barrel around to 9 or to 3. You understand? You've got the front half of the dial. Facing straight out ahead of you is midnight, is 12, is the numeral 12, okay? And so you never shoot behind you. In fact, you really shouldn't be shooting in any type of field of vision from anywhere from, I mean, the most you can do it is 9 to 3. Personally, I would say 10 to 2. I mean, listen, I've been out shooting with people, and if somebody aims a gun at somebody or is driving in their truck with it pointed up towards their heads, I've been with people who just go, hey, we're not going to go hunting. You got to go back. We're taking you back. You know, whoever the good old boy was that didn't know which end of the gun to aim, or if somebody swung their gun wrong, they'd say, that's it. Hunt's over. Listen, bud, you need to go take some safety courses. We're going to take you back on the four-wheeler. We're going to go hunting, or okay, that's it. We're going to go eat, and then you leave that guy and you go back. I mean, you're not supposed to put up with this, because you get your head blown off. Somebody will die. If you follow the rules, it's completely safe. And it's people like this that make the Second Amendment look bad. But no, it is right here in the Associated Press, from their own weird story, we don't even know if this is true, that the Texas Austin lawyer that Cheney peppered was behind them. He'd shot a bird. The dogs had gotten it. Cheney and his other hunting partner had moved on, and then a quail took off. Some quail took off, flew past them. Cheney swiveled around at a 180, it says it right here in the news, and shot this guy from 30 yards away. Now that is, let me tell you, if somebody did that, you'd scream at them. What is your problem? Get out of here! I mean, if anybody did that with a rifle, with a shotgun, I mean, that is insane. And every time I read the newspaper, Cheney's out hunting. The guy's a complete, he has no impulse control, is what it is. He just saw that quail, and he had to shoot it. It didn't matter if somebody was behind it when he pulled the trigger. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Well, Dennis Hastert, that's your deal on USA Patriot Act. U.S. prepares military blitz against Iran's nuclear site. Syria dumps the dollar. Bunch of news on torture and the police state here domestically. Mainstream media asks the question, is Bush a dictator? Is he above the law? But they pose it in a good way, like, hey, maybe he is. Maybe that's good. And they know that most of the public doesn't understand that and may go along with it. Oh, he's our supreme ruler. Maybe he should start wearing a crown and have a scepter and, you know, have 10 white horses drag him around in a big carriage and we should kneel before him. Maybe his children should become empresses. I mean, who knows? So that's coming up. Just on the hunting situation, Dick Cheney really should get in trouble, at least fined or something, for what he did. And I cannot figure out why people will say go to a national park. At national parks, they'll have certain sectors or state parks where for a weekend or two during deer season you can go hunting, which I think is all fine and dandy, quote, with the people's land, but you wouldn't catch me dead in the woods, say, in 1,000 acres with 50 to 100 hunters running around with deer rifles with 30-odd 6 and 308s and 270s and 243s. All the time, every hunting season, they're just out blasting each other. Guys that just really want to shoot something, and they see movement, so they open fire. I can't think of anything more terrifying than being out there with all these city slickers dressed up like Elmer Fudd blasting in every direction. Because they have no impulse control all the time. They shoot somebody's cow, they shoot somebody's horse, they shoot a park ranger, they shoot a cop, they shoot a fellow hunter, they shoot a game warden, and they say, why did you shoot me if the person even lives? Well, I saw you moving. Well, I was wearing a big orange vest. I know, but I saw antlers. I saw antlers. I saw me a deer. And that's exactly what Dick Cheney did. The quail took off, flew over him. He followed it with a gun. A 180, they're saying. This person they shot, this Austin lawyer, was behind them. Behind them. It's just unbelievable. And I'm done talking about it. I'm sure callers are going to want to bring it up. And that's fine and dandy. We'll do that in the next segment. But compared to all this other news, it really doesn't matter. It just shows the mindless psychology of it. It just shows that this president is this vice president is a complete moron. I mean, really, a complete and total moron. And then they took 18 hours, I'll get more into it later, 18 hours to announce what happened to him, and now we're getting conflicting stories, and the head of the hospital saying he doesn't know the details or where the guy got hit. They had a chart 20 minutes after that guy was admitted and given an examination. Now, 2 days later, plus, they know exactly where he got hit and have a chart where he's got every perforation point from those BBs. So they know what happened, and they're lying about it, and so things could be even worse. Well, what the White House is saying is that Dick Cheney turned around and shot behind him. I mean, that's the White House. That's what they've said. It says the vice president's office. We can't talk to the chief of staff. Libby's been indicted, but whoever the new chief of staff is, they're here. Says the vice president's office released a statement, and I guess we should say it's good he's not denying what he did. They probably should have lied about it. Maybe they think we're so dumb that we won't know what it means to shoot somebody with a shotgun in your hunting line who was behind you. All right, I'm done. That'd be like cops at the shooting range, and if a cop turned around and shot somebody behind him, the opposite direction of the targets. Oh, I mean, it's one thing if, you know, let's see, and I don't want to get off into gun safety. I've thought so much about making a gun safety video, not that I'm some expert on it, but compared to most, I guess I am, but going out and hiring some local concealed carry permit folks and hiring, you know, a rifle expert and putting out a gun safety video. Because there's a lot of gun owners, a lot of hunters, a lot of people who have it for self-defense or for hunting, and obviously self-defense is paramount, hunting's secondary, who really need to be given a crash course in it, big time. In fact, a lot of you, and I don't believe the government should come in and restrict you, because they'll just restrict my right, but a lot of you are a walking menace. A lot of cops are a menace. A lot of police have done the minimum amount of training to get certified, or they fudge the numbers to get certain, minority groups in. And I'm not saying that blacks or women can't shoot. It's just, let's say they've got smaller numbers of those people, and they're trying to fill slots. They'll scrape the bottom of the barrel. And I read these stories all the time where the gun just goes off and the cop shoots somebody twice in the back. All right, now I'm really starting to rant. And frankly, statistically, more often it's these women cops. And there's women out there that are better shots than I am. It's just that most of the women that are going to become cops, they're not doing it because they like guns or like to shoot. They're doing it because it's a job. And sorry, if you don't like guns and don't like to use them and don't know how to use them, you shouldn't be a cop. It's real simple, you idiots. You're dangerous.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to plug some books and videos, then we'll go to Jake and Randy and Travis and Mark and Catherine and many others that are patiently holding. Then I'll get into the Iran situation and where the Patriot Act's at right now, and a lot more. Let me just elaborate on what I was saying earlier about, let's say a police department is wanting more women officers. They're getting sued by the federal government for not reaching their quota. Their problem is that women aren't going in and applying, and I've seen these reports in the news. So they'll put up billboards all over town saying, women, come in, try to get on the force. And then the women that do come sign up, it's such a small number that normally the police department could throw out or kick out or refuse. Let's say the large number of white males, black males, or Hispanic males they had to choose from. But let's say with women, and this has actually been reported on, they have a smaller group to pick from, so they have to pick from people who aren't as good. I mean, I'm sure they could get great women cops if they had the same number of women coming in applying as they had men. It's the same thing with fighter pilots. all those reports of these women slamming into runways in the middle of the night, slamming into aircraft carrier decks, during these high seas, statistically dying many, many times more often than men. It's because so few women go apply and try to get into the flight schools, try to get into the Navy fighter programs. And so the few that do, they tend to basically go soft on them, and this has all come out. But then that just gets them killed. It's like George Bush. He finally washed up because they wouldn't put him in the plane anymore because he almost killed himself so many times. He was part of that Silver Spoon squadron down in Houston during Vietnam, full of other congressmen's sons. It was just full of them. It was called the Silver Spoon Squadron. And it didn't matter if he wouldn't take a drug test. It didn't matter if he was almost crashing and dying every time he took off. At a certain point, they just said, look, you're washed up, but you can keep your wings. Just don't come back. So now I've really digressed off into that whole subject. Let me just spend a few minutes on this. We have the Occultism Exposed Combo Special, Powerful Tools to Expose the Secret Societies That Rule the World, Codex Magica, the 600-plus page, 1,000 photos and documents and diagrams in it. And it's normally $35. It's the size of a phone book. And then my new film, The Order of Death, DVD combo. It comes also with the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, updated for 2005 with the brand new Order of Death film. So two films and Codex Magica, $45.95, normally $59.90. That's a $15 discount. We have the Red, White, and Blue DVD special. And that's Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, really three films in one, 3 hours long. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, my classic 9-11 film. It's excellent. And then the new Dylan Avery Loose Change second edition on DVD. Three DVDs, normally $45.90, right now $34.95. Normally Martial Law is $24.95, so for $10 more, you're getting two other films is basically what happens. They're a great deal. We have the 9-1-1 book special that you save $12 on, normally $31.95, now $19.95. My book, 9-11 to Sit into Tyranny, and Paul Watson's book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. And when you get that, you get free the 90-plus page color booklet, 9-11, The Great Illusion, free. So not only do you save $10 or 10 plus, you also get that free booklet. And that's just three of the specials. There are how many specials? A whole bunch of them. I keep it's three pages of them. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 specials. Let me just write that on the top of this. There's 14 specials. And I just told you about three of them. And they're all up on Infowars.com. Go peruse them, shop them, check them out, get my videos, make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes, air them on Access TV, show them to your VFW hall, put them on at your college, your high school. A lot of you are. It's having a huge effect. Go to Infowars.com to get hard copies of all these books and videos. We're adding a couple new books or videos every week. Last week we are now offering two of Galen Ross's newest and best books, The Elite Dare Don't Let Us Tell the People, and also Elite Serial Killers of, I kept saying JFK, RFK, MLK. It's of Lincoln, RFK, JFK, MLK. So it's all up there. We're carrying Joan Vion's Global Straitjacket book. We're carrying the 9-11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA by Webster Tarpley. We're carrying the great book about government drug dealing by the highest level DEA agent in Latin America. And, of course, Vietnam veteran himself, a former police officer. And that's the book Powder Burns by Sully Castillo. You need to have that as well. They're all available via Infowars.com. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, tell you about the different specials, and take your order over the phone by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by the way, you can go to prisonplanet.tv and see Loose Change 2, the second edition, up there. All 14 of my films, my weekly TV show, and every week an interview in studio with somebody like Tex Mars or Galen Ross or Sully Costello or on the toll roads or Libertarian candidate for president and now for Congress, Michael Bagnarig, X-Files star Dean Haglund. We just started this a few months ago, and it's really popular. Folks like it, and I like it, too, because you get to see behind the scenes, and we do a two-camera shooting here, myself and the guest, and then edit it and add documents. That's on prisonplanet.tv for members. There's also my book, Paul Watson's book, in ebook format, a bunch of other films, all my best audio interviews. It's really ridiculous. There's two or three new interviews of audio up there a week, a TV show every week, an interview in studio every week, and then all that huge library of other material up there, and new films routinely that we're authorized to post, like Pastor Ted Pike's videos on the hate laws and what's really happening in Israel. Those are up there. He was gracious enough to let us do that. So it's all there at prisonplanet.tv. And by the way, Galen Ross just authorized me to post some of his films and some of his interviews up there. So as soon as those come in the mail, I'm going to be posting those for prisonplanet.tv members. So 15 cents a day. There are monthly subscriptions, $5.95. So for the cost of 3 or 4 cups of coffee, you get a month. You can download the videos, burn copies of all my films, give them to people. It's a great activist tool. Or get a yearly subscription and get 3 months free when you do that. But bottom line, 15 cents a day. Take advantage of it, prisonplanet.tv. All right, let's do this. Let's go to your calls and then get into the news that I've mentioned about U.S. prepares military blitz against Iran's nuclear sites, peaceful nuclear sites, I would add, the Patriot Act, and more on Cheney shooting his buddy. And a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and go to Jake in South Dakota. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Well, I was just wondering if you knew what we were doing up here in South Dakota with the jail initiative. It's the Judicial Accountability Initiative Law. And what it does, it takes their immunity away. I was actually just on a radio show this morning up here. They were discussing it. I drove home as fast as I could because the lady was just really getting under my skin. And they hung up on me. But what it does, every lawyer in this town doesn't want this. Every judge in this town is terrified of this. And what happened was a man named William Stegmaier here in South Dakota borrowed it from the author Ron Branson in California, who wrote the law. He got all the autographs he needed for the petition to become a vote on November's ballot to be a constitutional amendment number 8 of Article 6, which is the Bill of Rights. I'm a paralegal student.
Well, that's very exciting. You know, always in the past, the government officials, the authorities, who are really just public servants, but they tell us to call them boss now. Yes, a boss. And I have heard of that legislation or that constitutional amendment to where now already they're really accountable. They don't have immunity like they claim, but it simply restates in the law that when they do something outside of the Constitution, they are not protected.
That gets a special grand jury, and it says right here those not eligible for grand jury are elected officials, members of the state bar, judges, prosecutors, law enforcement personnel. And also it says something about where it has to, the facility that the legislator has to provide.
Well, here's an example. Who watches the watchers? I have 3 articles today about the government dealing drugs, one out of Houston with the air marshals being arrested now, and they're being real hush-hush about it, but allegedly bringing in masses of cocaine. Well, of course. It's not that all cops are criminals. It's that statistically, criminals in positions of power get away with more.
I think that the courts are the street-level contact that the New World Order has with the average American, and I think that that's really where everything gets beat. I'm actually from a different state. I was run here because I was outspoken. Actually, you, Alex, are the reason that I now am not afraid to speak up anymore. I'm possibly running for an office out here. I'm not quite done with school yet, but people say that I have a way with taking in a crowd and converting the way they think, and it was you. I just discovered you about 6 months ago. Never heard you. I've been in the movement. Got run out of Minnesota. Beaten, tortured. I'm a victim of domestic spying. In November and December of 01, I was spied on by FBI agents. I still have the tape recordings of them knowing where I was at when nobody knew. Nobody should have known I was there. This thing has not been going on. I'm a victim of torture. I was tortured in my home state of Minnesota. That's why I'm here.
Well, that's the thing, is that when some foreigner gets tortured, and it's terrible, it gets top news, But all the time, every day I see articles where in prisons they're raping, torturing people. I mean, who watches the watchers? Who keeps them in line? Well, throughout history, no one watches the watchers. They become very abusive in almost every case, and it's called despotism. It's called tyranny.
And it's happening.
We need to get control of this. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Jake. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Illinois. Randy, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Great. Hey, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. It's just amazing. What gets to me is when you try to explain to your friends what's going on, and they say you keep changing subjects because there's just so many tentacles to this. It just is mind-boggling. The toll roads in Indiana are a big thing right now. They just signed on with an Australian and Spanish company, and I tell my friends, I say, you know, I listen to this guy down in Texas. They've got the same deal going on there. And they've just leased it for 75 years, like in Kansas. There's no way to get off of it. You're on it. Any services you need are in the middle of it.
Well, they're taking existing roads and slapping tolls on it.
Yes, exactly. And it's all to build another one down south is why they're doing it.
Now, I'm familiar with the Indiana situation. I heard a guest on the network, a state rep from there in Indiana, decrying it a few weeks ago, but they did sign that.
Yes, they did. It's a done deal now.
Must have just happened then.
Yes, just like in the last week. It's just so crazy what's going on. I love the Elmer Fudd reference about Cheney, too. I was thinking the Arlo Guthrie, Alice's Restaurant reference of him jumping up and down, yelling, kill, kill, and they come in and pin a medal on him and say, you're our boy.
Well, it's like Yosemite Sam.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's the worst hunting ethics I've ever heard, where the bird flies over you, so you just turn around with no impulse control and shoot behind you.
A couple other things I was wanting to ask you about. What happened with the cop who shot the guy laying on the ground? I mean, that was a really weird deal because the guy seemed to be a little mouthy. The guy ended up shooting him. What's ever happened with that? The one that was caught on videotape?
Are you talking about in Austin? You're talking about the case in Tennessee?
Yeah, I forget it. Yeah, I believe it was maybe like Memphis where the guy was going, hey, man, I just got back from Iraq.
Sir, there have been so many cases of that. There's video of the dog, the lab runs up wagging its tail, and the cop thinks it's an Al-Qaeda operative attacking him, and you know the dog's wagging its tail as he guns it down. I mean, that's the point is you get a bunch of souped-up steroid heads who grew up as latchkey kids playing violent video games. They go have a tour in Iraq. They come back. They slap sergeant bars on their arms and send them out to be cops, and they think they're fighting Al-Qaeda, and they pull old ladies over.
The exact point I was had with Derry Brownfield, your show, the show on before you, he was talking about how could they end up shooting like this, like Dick Cheney doing it, and it's because they come home, and he was talking about how he saw kids waving guns around when they have even like a BB gun, because they do come home, play these video games. They don't realize there is a consequence to what they're doing. What's going on down south in Texas and the Mexican border? I saw it got some play on primetime. Why?
Yeah, I need folks to take those newscasts and mail them to me. I appreciate your call. I was in a hotel one night last week because we were having some work done on our house, some painting, so you know couldn't sleep in the house because of paint fumes. But to make a long story short, I was watching television, and I saw local newscast. I think it was ABC. And it was unbelievable, a five-minute detailed report about the bombings and the shootings and the hundreds dead and burning buildings and the border shutting down and how it's a war zone. And Rick Perry says Bush isn't doing enough, but Rick Perry's sending 100 cops. I mean, try 1,000 wouldn't do anything. There are thousands and thousands of Mexican troops, and they had photo and video of the Mexican troops taken by police up close aiming guns at cops. Imagine Mexican troops just come across and aim machine guns at our police and take cocaine back from them they've seized. And I don't want to hear it's people dressed up like Mexican troops. I was just down in Mexico a while back, down right on the Guatemala border, driving around on a tour bus. And in Costa Maya, near Costa Maya, and there were big marijuana fields with Army jeeps with machine guns protecting them, and then you'd come to a checkpoint, and the Mexican troops would search you. And then the tour guide's like, we don't live in a police state. No, they're just checking for drugs. Yeah, checking for other people's drugs and then guarding their own drugs. Meanwhile, though, the cops aren't worried about that. They'll pull me and my family over and demand to search my car because because, you know, 9/11 and things have changed, but the border's wide open and we got narco-terrorists running around. Let me tell you something. The Los Zetas gangs, the military gangs, work for the U.S. government. That's been proven. They're the actual narco-terrorist arm muscling the competition. We now have death squads in Texas. The guy that ran death squads is the head of, quote, all intelligence, John Negroponte. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And, I mean, what, in one night a few months ago in Arizona, like 20 houses got burned down and tractors got blown up. I mean, it was just fires everywhere with the plan of San Diego being carried out. You don't know what the plan of San Diego is. Just type it into Google. That's the race war, folks. And, of course, most Hispanics aren't part of it and think it's horrible, but it's what's being pushed by these governments. And it'll degenerate and fall apart, and then it'll just be a police state down there so our government can oversee the orderly movement of the illegal aliens into the country under the amnesty plan. And that's all it is. That's all it is. And, yes, it is now getting some national play, finally. And I was watching that news report, and I said, it sounds like me. Total bedlam, war zone, bombs, car bombs, murders all over the state. Murders from Dallas to Brownsville. State of emergency. State Department says don't travel in the area. I'm like, thank goodness. You know, I even got heat last year for reporting on it. Remember? Even some of the immigration websites were like, Alex Jones gets a little upset. It's not as bad as he's... What are you talking about? 800 dead? More dangerous than Iraq per capita?
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crash.
crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me try to crystallize what's happening on the southwestern border, predominantly Texas, Arizona, but Texas is the worst. The CIA intelligence agencies, the military, stirs up the problem, trains the death squads to go after drug dealers that aren't part of the multinational conglomerates. Then the people see the big crisis, and the government uses it to turn the southern part of the state into a police state. Then they just roll the gangs up into the rest of the country. I mean, as far north as Indiana, I see reports of these drug gangs causing massive problems. So, see, the government creates the crisis, then privatizes a solution to private companies that people in government openly own. Then they pay themselves the money. So they create the crisis and offer the solution and make money on both ends of it. That's how the scam is run. Travis in Texas. Travis, welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. First, I'd just like to commend your efforts in combating the New World Order. You're the man. You're a lion, and that's exactly what we have to be in order to win this war.
I'm just an average person telling it like I see it, brother.
Yeah. Well, concerning the Dick Cheney issue from this weekend, I think that, you know, his actions were pretty irresponsible and ridiculous.
Pretty irresponsible. It's totally insane.
Yeah. My family.
In fact, it was reckless endangerment. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. My family owns a ranch here in South Texas, and one of the most important thing that we stress, you know, is weapon safety. You know, we lease the land to hunters to come and hunt, and that's the most important thing is being safe with the weapon.
And if your family or your ranch manager sees bird hunters firing behind them towards other hunters, what would happen?
Oh, they'd be gone. Just like that. I mean, it's actually my father that does all the managing of it, and he would not tolerate it. It would be completely unacceptable. It's just ridiculous.
But that's, I mean, that's 101, that a lot of idiots who break safety rules still don't do that. I mean, the birds fly over you. You don't rotate behind yourself and shoot back towards the other hunters.
No, that's not acceptable. I mean, you can kill somebody, blow somebody's head off, just like you said. You know, it's not a good thing.
It's 101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
preschool.
Very, very basic. Very basic gun safety rules, you know, that you know, obviously, I don't know if he's had to take the course himself. Probably not, considering who he is. But, you know, he could probably stand.
They're now looking into that. It looks like anybody who's got one of those licenses, now you got to have the course. And it looks like Lord Cheney broke the law. It's like Schwarzenegger not having a motorcycle license and wrecking. But again, he doesn't get prosecuted. We all get prosecuted, but not them, because they're the officials.
Yeah, they're above the law, right? They don't have to follow the rules of the rest of us. That the rest of us have to follow. They make them, right?
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah, I also had a kind of interesting story that I thought that you would like. A friend of mine recently was thinking about joining the Army, and I kind of introduced him to some of your material and to the whole idea of the New World Order and what was really going on. And he went to the recruiter's office, and he started asking them questions about, you know, about these kind of things. Nothing specific to the New World Order, but he wanted to know about the torture going on in Guantanamo Bay. And they told him straight to his face, they did not deny anything that he said. And then they told him straight to his face that was just something that he was going to have to do if he joined the Army. Torture was just something he was going to have to do if he joined up. It was just, you know, like it was commonplace now, you know, like, and that is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, they have training manuals. Of course, that's the thing. They're sending people to prison that follow orders, and then we have memos where the White House orders it, but then they don't go to prison. But then they send people to prison. What else they tell your friend?
Well, two recruiters followed him all the way home, and they showed up the next day looking for him at his school, and he avoided them. He didn't talk to them.
Stay there. I want to let you briefly finish up when we start the second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.